Chapter 3. The next hour happened in a daze. Shortly after Lady Nui was shot, Daniel's host, the Duke of Kingsborough, came to his aid. He had been standing close by with his family, watching the fireworks display, and Daniel was now thankful for the assistance that he offered.
"Get her on the ground,"
Kingsborough said to Daniel, as he hastily removed his jacket for Lady Nui to lie on. Daniel quickly followed the Duke's instructions without hesitation, cradling Lady Nui's head in his hands, while the Duke undid his cravat, bundled it into a tight wad, and shoved it toward Daniel.
"Put this on her wound. Add some pressure, and try to stop the bleeding."
An ache rose in Daniel's throat as he snatched the fabric from the Duke and pushed it down against the raw flesh of Lady Nui's left shoulder, the white piece of linen turning crimson as her blood seeped out of her. Daniel blinked against his blurry vision and pushed down harder, eliciting a faint groan from the lady herself. Kingsborough turned to his brother, who'd also arrived on the scene, along with two other gentlemen, one of whom Daniel recognised as Lord Roxbury.
"Winston, I'm leaving you in charge here, while I try to find out what the devil happened."
Rising, the Duke then hurried off in the direction of the terrace. With quaking fingers, Daniel eased Lady Nui's mask away from her face, hoping that would make it easier for her to breathe.
"We should probably get her inside,"
Lord Winston said.
"The wound will need cleaning, and I'm sure she'll be more comfortable too."
"I couldn't agree more,"
came a soft-spoken female voice. Looking up, Daniel saw that it was the Dowager Duchess who'd spoken, her mouth set in a firm line of determination.
"And since we've no way of knowing how serious the lady's injury is, I suggest we hurry."
Fresh panic descended over Daniel. His whole body was trembling with it. Dear God, she couldn't die so easily. The injustice of it was overwhelming. No, he had to save her. She had to live. Scooping her up in his arms, he ignored the fear that clutched at his heart. Only clear-headed resolve would help her. As he held her close, her head resting against his right arm, he quickly strode toward the stairs leading up to the terrace. There was no need for him.